Hello, 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 my friends. Welcome to the Finessa Empowers podcast. I am Dr. Finessa, empowerment coach and author. Thank you so much for your support and tuning in. Our topic for today is Surviving No More, You're Triumphant, a chapter from my devotional book, Grace Gems. The chapter reference today comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 12, verse 8, and it reads, "They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly." One of my favorite songs in 2001 was Survivor by Destiny's Child, and the song seemed to encapsulate my life and foster empowerment. As time progressed, I really grew tired of just surviving. I needed and wanted something more. I didn't want to just get by. I wanted to reign triumphant over my past and my circumstances. According to dictionary.com, triumphant means having achieved victory or success, victorious, successful. There are many that cross my path that seem to desire the same goal. As lofty as this may sound, I believe that we become triumphant when we cease to allow our past, our present, and our future to control us. When we choose to pave our own way and seek the advice of our own souls instead of playing the negative tapes in our heads of those who were too weak to assess themselves, but instead looked outside of themselves to criticize, belittle, and degrade others to make themselves feel better. I've had to live with those negative tapes since the age of 3. However, I and you have the power to change your course of life anytime you want to by truly discovering the power that resides within you. After reading Paul McKenna's Change Your Life in 7 Days, the main takeaway is that changing your thoughts is the key to changing your life. Nevertheless, changing years of negative thinking takes a great deal of work, but it's possible if the work is done. In essence, we can choose to think about what others say or what we say. I've chosen to think what God thinks about me, which shapes what I think about me. Oftentimes, what others have said has shaped what we think about ourselves. My challenge to you today is to conduct a self-evaluation and reflection and determine how much of your thoughts depends on others' opinions of you. How much of your opinion have you considered? When I did this exercise, I was truly amazed how much others' opinions shaped my own perception of myself. What's so awesome and amazing about this is you have the power to change your perspective anytime you want. So why not do it today? You don't have to continue surviving. Right now, at this very moment, you can progress to be triumphant with a single thought that you are indeed triumphant. Look in the mirror and say this phrase out loud with me. I am triumphant. Why, yes. Yes, you are. I'm on this journey with you, my bodacious friends. Miracles and blessings. This has been your Empowering Moment with Dr. Finessa. Thank you for tuning in to the Finessa Empowers podcast. If you would like to experience more of my devotions, you may purchase my books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my website at finessaempowers.com. Check out my first and second single, Standing and Shift, from my poetry album, Naked and Unashamed, that will be released in April, available on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, and Amazon Music. Also, if there are any topics you would like for me to discuss, connect with me on my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.